This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. The three-day G7 summit drew to a close Sunday with leaders promising to tackle China's growing influence, fight climate change, get more COVID-19 jabs to poor countries, and keep up their economic stimulus programs. The summit was the first by the leaders of the United States, Japan, Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Canada since U.S. President Joe Biden became president. Amongst the pledges made, the G7 said it would meet a long overdue funding pledge of $100 billion by a year by rich countries to help poorer ones cut emissions and cope with global warming. Aid campaigners said the promises remain vague and could undermine efforts for a new global deal to cut emissions later this year. The G7 also promised to halt and reverse the biodiversity loss by 2030. Israel's parliament has narrowly approved a new coalition government, ending the historic 12-year rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and sending the polarizing leader into the opposition. Naftali Bennett, a former ally of Netanyahu turned rival, becomes prime minister. He was sworn into office after a 60-59 vote. Promising to try to heal a divided nation, Bennett will preside over a fragile coalition comprised of 8 parties with deep ideological differences. But the 71-year-old Netanyahu made clear he has no intention of exiting the political stage, calling the new coalition a dangerous government. The vote ended a 2-year cycle of political paralysis in which Israel held